Welcome to this week's episode of the Stir It Up Podcast. We got sports talk coast to coast with the crew. We got some stuff to talk about, y'all. Kyrie taking shots at former teammates. John Wall on a new team claims he's ready. Who knows? We got the week of the NFL. Some teams losing that shouldn't. Some teams winning that shouldn't. Who deserves to be in the playoffs? Hey, listen to the episode and you'll find out. We even got the host defending LeBron. Stay tuned for that. So sit back and listen to this great episode coming to you from the pit. All right, welcome to the Stir It Up Podcast. I'm eating dinner again, so what? Anyway, here we go. We got a few things to talk about. Hey, Quail, I'm going to start with basketball because I want to know what you got to say about what Kyrie said about LeBron's playing skills. I know you
know. All right.
Yeah, all right.
Go ahead.
I want to know what you got to say. Oh, you
anybody,
got the direct
quote. Anybody want to say anything before I go off?
I saw the blurb, but I want to know what the exact direct quote is so I know what I'm working with here.
Actually, I don't have this direct quote up, but I
said something about his.
I know what he said.
What did he say?
He said that I never had a person to be able to shoot the same shot like the game winning shot like me. And now I got that person in Kevin Durant.
Wow.
Ooh. Hold on. Let me.
Why are you pulling that up? OJ, did you see this quote?
I mean, he's saying that LeBron can't close.
Yeah, I seen it. And LeBron talking about he was hurt.
All right, no, here, I got it.
I'll touch on that in a minute. Read it.
One thing I've always been comfortable with is I felt like I was the best option on every team I played for. Down the stretch, this is the first time in my career where I could look down and be like, that mother effer can make that shot too, and he'd probably do it a lot easier. You know what I mean? I feel like, okay, well, it's not really so much deferring, because in the past situations, if I didn't take the last shot, I felt guilty. Even though LeBron has made more game-winning shots than Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
Now, hold on, Quill. I'm going to get to you in a second because I already know you got a lot to say. OJ, do you agree or disagree with the statement? Now, I will admit that Durant, how can I put this delicately? He can make the big shot. And he doesn't pass on the big shot. LeBron has done that in the past, and I'm not criticizing or knocking him for that. He's a different kind of player than Durant. So, that being said, is that a statement that should have been said? Is that Kyrie throwing shade? Or, I mean, what do you think about that statement?
I think it's a swipe at LeBron. That's what I think. Now, why is that? I don't know. Because LeBron's done all he can do for that young man. You know, he came back to Cleveland just for him, and you know, to make things right, you know, for the, you know, the hometown boy to win the championship at home.
Well, because Kyrie couldn't do it alone.
But I'm just saying,
I'll get to my opinion about Kyrie in a minute. And if anybody listens to
just
this
to
podcast,
let y'all know, I want to throw this out there for OJ Eric here. Hey. Kyrie Irving was in the lottery every year before LeBron came to that team. Just throw that out.
Well, Quell knew I already knew that. That's why he didn't include my name in that statement. Anyway, Eric, what about you? Is it shade? Is it fair? I mean, should he have? I mean, you know, we already know that Kyrie's been salty ever since he wanted to. I'll save my comments for after, but what do you think about the statement? I'll just go there.
I mean, look, you're talking about, you're making a statement about the best player on the planet right now, as of now. And it's like, bro, how can
you say? But to be fair, he technically didn't say nobody's name.
Correct.
He didn't, which was good on his part, because if he would have, yeah. But anyway.
And just to throw that out there, he tried to say, he tried to play devil's advocate and say, no, like, what are y'all talking about? The media is trying to spin this. I, again, he didn't say anybody's name and that he wasn't referring to anybody. Kind of make it seem like he wasn't really thinking about it. He didn't even think about LeBron in this situation.
Okay. Go ahead, Eric, and finish. I'm going to do mine. I'm going to let Quell go last.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of with OJ as far as the throwing the shade part, because, man, I mean, all that he's done for you, he came back because of you. he didn't have to. He didn't have to. He could have said, I'm going somewhere else or stayed in Miami.
Okay. Now, I'm going to start here. Like y'all said, he came back for Kyrie. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think he came home because he wanted to give his hometown one. I mean, could he have done it with Kyrie? No, I think so. But we're never gonna know that because Kyrie was there. So we'll just table that discussion for another day. To me, Kyrie's just mad because he ain't never gonna be number one on a team. Durant's going to be number one on that team, number one. And of course, he's going to say that about it because he's on the team with him. So what happens in a couple of years? They never win a championship. Kyrie's off somewhere. Durant's off somewhere else. Who's to say he's not going to say these same things? Personally, Kyrie's not. He's a great shooter. I'll give him that. But to me, an all-around player, he is not. He gets complimented by the people that are around him, like Durant, like LeBron, like Tristan Thomas, even J.R. Smith. I'll put that out there. So to me, Kyrie is just lucky he got somebody like Durant, because he wasn't saying that about the team he had last year before he got hurt. And no, he didn't say nobody his name, but we know who he's talking about. I'm not president of LeBron's fan club, but I guarantee you this. I'll take LeBron over Kyrie any day of the week that it comes to the last shot. Does LeBron put his foot on the gas as much as he should? No. Does he get people involved? Yes. Does he make the passes that he should? Yes. Now, it's not his fault that people don't make the shots they should make, throwing up bricks, calling a timeout when they ain't got no time, or not knowing what the score is. So, I turned into Quell. let me off this soapbox right now. Quell, go ahead, because that just made me mad when I seen that statement.
Hey, man, you taking my shine now. You taking my hostility. You didn't say a lot of the stuff that I was going to say. Now, Kyrie, let me just extend, and then I'll bring it down a little bit. First off, Kyrie, you've been in the lottery every year before LeBron. You trying to go to the Celtics. Did that work? I'm sorry, Cliff. Did that work out? Did the Celtics work out? It's a question.
They didn't work out. And plus the fact that he was hurt all those years he was there up there. And he never played a full season in Boston.
And I'm sorry, is Boston better without him or with Kyrie? I'm confused. Are they better with him or without him?
Without.
Yep.
Oh, what are you talking about, dude? What are you talking about? Yes, you're right. LeBron does prefer a lot of the time, but the thing about it is maybe this wasn't the right thing to do, but he was trying to like ride off in the sunset with Kyrie. He was trying to give him the reins. That's why he said it hurt me. That's why his quote was, "Hey, that kind of hurt me. I tried to give this kid, I tried to get him the keys to the ride and everything." And maybe his approach was wrong. Like, he tried to be too hard on him, and Kyrie felt like he's not big brother. He felt like he's an opponent. And honestly, if you guys look back, he felt the same way about Kobe. Kyrie was coming out of college, and he said that he could beat Kobe. And Kobe was like, "Come on, man." Like, he was like, "I'll beat you 1-on-1." He was serious. He was like, Kobe was like, "All right, young buck, like, relax." And he kept saying, "I'll beat you 1-on-1. You know, so he feels like these guys are his peers and not like, you know, not that he can learn anything from these men, you know? And
still trying to figure out where his hostility came from in the first place. They had won a championship, then he's demanding a trade. What is that? That's like the Chicago Bears firing Lovie Smith after he made the playoffs and went 12-4. So we ain't gonna talk about that right now. But anyway, Kyrie, I'm trying to understand where his hostility came from. Stephen A was like, oh, he feels like LeBron's trying to be too pushy, and he wants him to be a more of a involved player off the court. And look, I ain't saying it was the right thing to do for LeBron to try to push him, but maybe it was, because, I mean, I have to bring Jordan's name up, because when he was on the Bulls, when they won them championships, him, Pippen, and Rodman was hanging out at dinners and shooting, you know, ball after practice and before practice. They was doing certain things together to get to know each other as a unit, as a personality. So on and off the court, they was in sync. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Mm-mm. I'd probably do the same thing.
But
I'm sure all three of us
felt that he was just like, again, he's never going to be the number one option, and he wanted to be the number one option. What option of the Celtics? Man, we've seen this story before. We've seen this story in OKC where two people try to be the number one option. Kobe Bryant himself has said you can't play like that. Kobe Bryant himself has said, yo, James Harden, the way you play is not going to work. You can't win a championship that way. He said that. Kyrie plays the same way. You don't think you got to change, man? Come on, man. You got to change to win championships. Everybody has.
If I was LeBron, I wouldn't have even entertained it with a comment. I would have just let my talking be on the court, because if Kyrie and Durant stay healthy, and LeBron stay and the Lakers stay healthy, you know, I want to see that matchup later on in the season. I want to see how much he's running his mouth. I want to see if Durant, quote unquote, still got his fire, because, you know, he's been gone literally for almost 2 years. So let's see what kind of condition he's even going to come back in. How, if he's going to babysit that injury or scared to get injured, or is he going to go all out and play anyway? You know, there's a lot of elements that go into this.
Hey, that's going to be crazy, though. But you think that'd be a finals matchup? No.
No.
You don't see it?
Brooklyn is not coming out the East. You know, look, I'm not even a Miami fan, but I would be rooting for Miami to sweep Brooklyn if that even became a matchup, okay? Brooklyn has to worry about Miami. They got to worry about Philly. They got to worry about Boston. They even still got to worry about Toronto. So, no, Brooklyn's – I see them as a number six seed at best. Mm. What you think? What you thinking, OJ?
Thinking about what?
What I just said about Brooklyn, a number six, or do you got him higher?
No, I think that's about right.
And plus, even Milwaukee, I forgot about them.
Yeah, I mean, the top four seeds is always going to be Toronto, Boston, Miami, and Milwaukee. Nope. Not in that order, but I'm just saying those are always going to be the teams that's fighting for those top four spots.
So, all right. Well, since we're already talking about basketball, when's the first game? Is it the 23rd or is it Christmas Day?
I thought it was Christmas Day.
If I'm not mistaken, but we'll see. What do y'all think is going to happen? Oh, did y'all see this statement? I know you all seen this. I forgot to post it. This fool, John Wall, said he been hurt for the last 2 years. He's finally healthy. He about to come out banging. What's up? That's not the words he used, but that's basically what he said. Is he ready? Is he ready, Quell? No. Or I'm? No, what is this?
Is he ready?
Is he ready? Is John Harden going to get
hurt? Short answer or the long answer? Short answer is no. Just to let you know, the long answer is he has been playing with James Harden, and he looks pretty good. However, that's just one-on-one James Harden. That's not versus team ball. That's not nothing. Huh?
No, I said him versus John Wall. That's just one-on-one, right?
Sort of. Well, I mean, they play team ball, but it was a bunch of other.
I mean, we're already in December. We're already almost at December 10th, and Christmas is in like 15 days, so they better be practicing.
They better be.
James Harden has not practiced. Doesn't look like he going to the
You know, playoff. He trying to do – I'm sorry to cut you off, Cora. He trying to do NFL style. He holding out.
That ain't gonna work.
Please tell me he's not still trying to go to Brooklyn, or is he just trying to get traded out of Houston, period?
His last statements were that he's willing to go to the 76ers. He's willing to go to 76ers or a contender.
Okay, so if he goes to 76ers, if you're the 76ers, who would you be willing to give up for him?
Chris Broussard? Like Chris Broussard said, all of this is too early. You don't know what your team's going to look like. You don't know what you might need, what you're going to give Houston. So you should, at this point, you should actually just lay back and, evaluate your team. And James Harden actually does need to come to training camp. I am on the side. I'm usually on the side of the players, but come on, man. You got to go to training camp to see how your team's going to look like. I mean, come on. You're not even giving it a chance. Like, if you went in and you saw what your team's going to be or whatever, it's not a new team. Like, when Dalvin Cook held, this is different because of the NFL. Dalvin Cook held out. We had the same team, essentially. And some of our players were gone. So you knew we were going to be like a weaker team, essentially. So you're going to be like, okay, I'm going to hold out. Just pay me, but you got a whole new team. You don't know what that team is going to be like. So you got to come to practice to see what it's going to be like and then make your decision then. Maybe hold out at that point. But don't just be like, yo, I want to leave right now.
Eddie, he feels because he's an established player and he, got his team to the playoffs the last few years, this, that, and the other, that he doesn't need to prove anything. His stock should speak for itself and they should just make a deal for him.
He's been in the playoffs every year since he got to the Rockets. And you can't, are you really going to say that's just because of you every time? And not because.
You know where he would be a good fit at, but they'd probably never make a deal for him because they don't have a lot to work with over there. It's a lot of young people and some pieces put into place. But I think he'd be a good fit down in New Orleans, personally.
Be a big shot in the arm for us, though. I'll tell you that.
It would, because y'all have to give up something that he would need. So
you just have to give up that new player you got. what's the name that you just signed for? The Lakers.
You're talking about...
The Lakers guy, the guy that came from Lakers, but you'd have to give up a lot. You'd have to give up a lot.
Irving, Irving, I think his name is.
No, it's not Irving.
Oh, Avery Bradley.
Avery Bradley.
No, he's not in Miami.
No,
he's not in Miami. Anyway, ain't a lot going on in the NBA, so I'm gonna start with you, OJ, since you seem to always make the right picks.
Brandon Ingram.
That's who I was thinking of. Yeah. Who's your sleeper team in the West, OJ? Who you think is going to make some noise?
Basketball-wise, huh?
Yeah.
I tell you, Phoenix is my sleeper team. I like what they're doing. If it comes together, y'all better watch out. I'm talking about Houston, they ain't got nothing but three-point shooters on that team for Phoenix. So,
what about in the East? Because mine is not a sleeper.
Three-point shooting doesn't last unless you.
Yeah, but unlike Houston, they do got a couple of centers. They got some height, so
some height, man. You said all 3-point shooter, that's not gonna last.
No, I'm saying even the centers can shoot three. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. They
everybody on that team shoot three.
The centers are shooting threes nowadays.
What about in the East? Because Miami's not a sleeper no more. Dayton already made enough noise where,
Well, in the East, I would say now that Westbrook's with Washington, they might be interesting. Washington might be interesting now.
Wow.
Because Bradley Beal, all you need is somebody to compliment him. John Wall was that person, but he's been hurt the last couple of years.
Really think that Westbrook's going to compliment him or try to take over like he always does?
No, I say that because Westbrook is like a perfect fit for Westbrook because he likes to drive the lane. he's still a point guard. He set people up, but Bradley Beal, he's a 3-point specialist. He can shoot. He is a very good jumper. So he don't really have to have the ball that much. You just give him the ball, boom, it's in there. So
all right, what about
for Washington? They're gonna be kind of deadly.
What about you, Quayle? Who's your sleeper in the West?
Who's my sleeper in the West? I have to say the Suns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we can all agree that that's going to be a sleeper. I can't really pick Denver or Utah no more because they already made too much noise to be a sleeper. So I don't see Oklahoma City there in a rebuilding stage. I don't even see them making the playoffs. So. East, I have to agree with OJ. Maybe Washington, because I'm not picking Brooklyn for nothing. That's why I'm picking the Jets. So.
Well, I mean, of course, New Orleans. Like, I don't see them. I don't know.
I don't know. They might make some. They might make it. I'm about to say they might make some noise. I was just gonna agree with you. They might make some noise. They got a few new pieces in place, and if they can if they can come together as a team instead of Ball trying to be a ball hog, then we might be able to get y'all might be able to get somewhere.
And Pop's talking trash, but anyway. That's neither here nor
bro,
there.
That dude just needs to stay home for real.
Yeah.
I was debating between Atlanta too. They got some players.
Oh, so you think Rondo and what's his name Hayward going to save the day? Oh no, Hayward's not in Atlanta. He's in Carolina. What was I about to say? You had said something.
It's Trae Young's team, but he got a lot of veterans.
You got Bogdanovic over there too. Trae Young, Bogdanovic.
Yeah, yeah.
Danilo Gallinari.
Mm-hmm.
DeAndre Hunter. You got some players over there. They might.
Make some noise, but we know Carolina's not going to, so we're not even going to talk about Charlotte.
Sorry, Mike. You're a good player, but you ain't a good GM. Nobody.
I give him a couple years.
Philadelphia, if they can stay healthy, they could actually possibly be the number 2 or 3 seed in the East.
All right.
Same as a 4. I don't know. Like, Joel Embiid, I do not trust. Mr. Hurt Man. Mr. Foot Man.
Well, he's not the problem with getting hurt. He just don't show up. What's OJ say? He shows up small.
Yeah, big
small,
moments.
Right,
big,
small. Now, Ben Simmons is the one big you moments. Have to worry about getting hurt because he's been hurt the last 2 years. But, I mean, Doc Rivers, I don't know. He just didn't rub me the right way in L.A. He was a great coach when he was in Boston, but we went to the Clippers. He just fell off. I don't know what happened to him. Maybe he needed to get out the West. Hopefully he got a new start because his little stint in L.A. was not a good one to me.
Speaking of Doc Rivers, you see Paul George try to throw him under the bus?
Yeah, I saw that. Did you see that, Quayle?
What? Paul George?
Oh, yeah, we need to talk about that. Paul George throwing Doc Rivers under the bus?
So I suppose it was Doc Rivers out there throwing up bricks in a playoff game that they should have won.
Well, he said Ty Lue was right next to me. It ain't going to be much different. He was right.
Yeah, well, I told y'all Ty Lue, the only reason he was a good coach is because LeBron was on the team. I'm telling you. If LeBron had to been on, do you see how it was before he got there? So, Kyrie, I just can't believe that dude. I can't wait till the season starts. Somebody just needs to. I don't like that dude. I really don't like that dude.
Hey, bro, subscribe to League Pass. I'm just saying. Yeah, League Pass.
This is going to be a replay of OKC. They just going to be taking turns. You got to play team ball.
Hey, what do you call it? That ISO. Yep, that's what all they're going to be doing. Hey, anybody giving the Knicks a chance? Because I heard nobody say nothing about the Knicks. Nope. Y'all think he's not going to be? They're not going to be resurrected Knicks. with the Bulls old coach. They can't. He can't bring him out. What's his name? Thibodeau. He ain't going to do
Thibodeau?
It.
Thibodeau.
He's going to get him back. Back winning, but they're still going to be under 500.
Dude, I'll be lucky. They'll be lucky if they win 10 games.
They're gonna be -4, right? Not under 500. Come on, now.
Knicks just need to move.
Yeah. Get rid of James Dolan. Get rid of everybody. And just
that, you know, I ain't never been in one for, but the team just need to look at the situation. But look, we need to dissolve this team. Put all these players on different teams and just dissolve the New York Knicks, dude. They just don't need to be a team no more.
And move to Seattle. Become when the last time they had a superstar? Again,
when the last time they had what?
A superstar.
Superstar.
That's
Carmelo?
The problem. Patrick Ewing was their superstar. Oh, well, Amari Stoudemire.
Amari Stoudemire.
Yeah, but true. By the time he got there, he had came off an injury and he didn't play the same. Dada wouldn't even call him a star over there. And Carmelo only went there for the check until he could be close to La La, and he ended up getting kicked out the house anyway, so who cares?
So, man, I'd have to say Pat Ewing.
Yeah, Ewing and Starks, Oakley, that was a superstar team right there.
Let's see, that was before. That was what, 95? 96?
They took it all the way to 97, 98. They were still in the playoffs, but yeah.
They didn't do much after that, though.
No. That was their one good run. With Ewing and Starks, Oakley, Doc Rivers was on that team. Mm-hmm. So, and there's a couple other people I'm forgetting, but anyway, OJ, what you think about this? Yeah, Mason. Yep. Yeah, he was a brute too. I liked Anthony Mason because he just didn't care. Yep. All right, let's move on to college football. I see the top four came out yesterday, didn't they? Ohio State's up there, of course. They probably paid the committee board, but who can, you know, whatever.
They probably paid the committee for Alabama too, being number one. But actually, they trounced on Saturday, man. I was like.
So is that the top four? Is that the playoff, or is there still some bowl games or some championship games to be played?
No, championship games are next week.
The ACC championship.
So if nothing changes, that's going to be the playoff. Is Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson, and who am I missing? Notre Dame? Notre Dame.
Well, no, because Clemson and Notre Dame have to play each other, right? In the ACC championship. So they're gonna have to put someone else there. Somebody said something about BYU. Putting BYU.
Coastal Carolina, they robbed them boys.
Yeah, they did. I saw that.
They got them boys ranked 18. And Cincinnati, how you gonna put Iowa State over Cincinnati? A two loss team over undefeated. Just because you don't want Cincinnati to creep up there. Some BS. But for your information, Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, Ohio State, those are the top 14.
So who coming out? Who coming out on top?
I mean, it's probably going to be Alabama, Clemson. Alabama probably gonna whoop. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they waited looked against LSU, but we're a suspect all over the football field. I mean, this.
So who's number one?
Alabama, of course.
Alabama's number one. Notre Dame's number two. Clemson three, and Ohio State
four.
So if nobody loses, we're staying the same then. So we're gonna have Ohio State against Alabama and Notre Dame against Clemson. I'm really getting tired of these teams, except for Notre Dame being up in that top four, because they've been there for like the last 3 years.
That money.
They got it. Something got to change with this system.
Something, yeah.
Well, you know,
either add more teams or stop. You know, I don't know. I know this year was a little shaky because of the pandemic and all that. But
I mean, the BCS didn't work. I mean,
the BCS was all about favoritism.
Yeah.
No. Actually, the BCS. I mean, it worked for what it was. What they wanted was to stop. Was to take it out of the hands of the opponent
computer
and let the computer decide. And for the most part, the computer got it right most of the time. There was a couple of times where we had a disputed number one team, but most of the time the computer was right. So, but now this is supposed to have been a better system, the college playoff.
But the problem in the SEC though. Is Alabama's just dominating. I mean, they reload every year.
But
so
Alabama has to win the championship game. I don't think they're gonna beat Florida. if Florida come out and play the games that the way they're supposed to play, you know, they had 23-point favorite this week over LSU.
And but see, we got Florida. Yeah, we got Florida this week.
Yeah, y'all 23-point underdog.
But it's really going to be interesting to see if they beat Alabama. Then what do you do? Put Florida at number one? And then Alabama's out.
Florida punched their ticket to the playoff.
Yeah. So they'd be, I mean, if Clemson beats Notre Dame, which I'm sure that probably will happen. Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, Notre Dame beat them the first time.
Well, and then, like, I think Cliff said this last week. You know, LSU just fell from grace after that championship last year. I mean, that was just...
I don't know. But Arkansas could pull off the upset. I mean, they're a 32-point underdog against Alabama this week.
We'll see. Wow, Alabama got two losses? That could be.
Alabama's on the field. I said they're up. They're supposed to beat them by 32 points.
Oh, well. I mean, Alabama could lay a 50 burger on anybody. They don't care who it is. They got the guys to do it. Especially Najee Harris and the wide receivers.
I'm still not sold on that quarterback, though.
We won't make no picks until next week, until after the bowl or the championship game, and see if stuff stays the same. All right, Quail. I'll talk about how your Vikings got lucky again because the Jags should have beat them.
Very lucky.
Hey.
The Bears ain't win. Kirk Cousins sucks.
Why are we talking about the Bears? I told you the Bears was going to lose. We're talking about the Vikings the getting lucky.
That don't mean nothing. They still lost. Don't be talking about the Vikings. They got that win. We in the playoffs.
Right now.
Hey, we might beat Tampa Bay.
I don't like Brady, but I don't like the Vikings even worse. So I'm rooting for the Bucks on this one.
Yeah, me too.
See, a couple of games got changed. Why the heck did they move the Giants game to the night game? Who are they playing? Giants, and who is that? I gotta look this up.
Hey now. The Giants on a roll. They beat Seattle, right?
Yeah, they are.
They better not win anymore.
Yeah, well, you lied to us last week, Paula. You said they was gonna lose, or Seattle was gonna win the rest of their games.
I couldn't believe that Seattle fell apart. They didn't do crap.
Well, to be fair, as we say on this show, Seattle really needs some help on defense. And like I said before, Jamal Adams should have stayed gone because ever since he came back, they've been losing.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I'm just saying it's in the numbers. Oh, that's who it is. It's Arizona and the Giants. They moved that game to the night game instead of Minnesota and Tampa. I forgot who it was, but there was a different game. But I saw the tweet earlier that game got moved to the night game, and the Jets game got moved to 1:00, but who really cares?
That's because that game means something. Both of those teams need to win. The Cardinals need to win to get back in the playoffs.
The Giants don't need to win. The East is so bad, they could lose the rest of their games and still make the playoffs.
Hey, the Washington football team just beat the Steelers. All right?
Just beat them.
It's real out here.
That's crazy.
So let's go back to this conversation with the Steelers. They ain't played nobody still, and then they lose to the Washington football team?
Yeah. I told you. Remember I said that? I said, who did they really play? Well, that was my take, Cliff. Don't take my take.
They ain't played nobody, and they ain't gonna play nobody until they get to the playoffs. And you already saw that. If you know, what do you say, OJ? Pressure breaks pipes. I mean, they put that pressure on Ben Roethlisberger. He couldn't get nothing done.
If a week ago you would have told me the Washington football team would have beat the Steelers, I would have smacked you.
Like, man, both of those teams are playing for something, New York and Washington. That's what the division's.
Man, that don't matter. All you got to do is win a couple games, like I said. Now it's down to two teams. Well, actually, they still.
What's Washington's record?
5-7, just like the New York Giants. The Eagles anybody, can still make it.
What's Dallas like? 3-7,
and they keep going, huh?
Man, put a fork in the Cowboys. They're done.
Yeah. Oh.
They're like 3-8 or something like that.
The Eagles are not going to do nothing because of who their quarterback is.
No, they just switched. We going to talk about that? They switched it out for Hurts. They put that bum on the bench. They put that bum on the bench. Finally. Put that bum on the bench. He's done. He's trash.
No, I wanted the Bears to put Trubisky on the bench, and ever since they did, they still be losing. So
hey, they won a couple, and then they lost, and then he got hurt. It was over.
They shouldn't have brought Nick Foles in until week 15.
I told you that. I said he can't make it through the season. He's good. He can't make it through the season. That's his problem. He's good. You give him 4 games.
Oh, why don't somebody explain to me why the Ravens are happy about beating who they beat last night?
Cowboys.
Yeah. Why are they happy Cowboys. About beating the Cowboys when they ain't nobody? The Ravens are really
struggling.
They're struggling, but they haven't been right with me since they lost in the playoffs last year. Went into the playoffs with all that good fire, didn't let Tennessee come in there and hit them in the mouth and never got up.
Mm-hmm. And Tennessee beat them again with the same stuff. Just, I'm going to run the ball on you. Or what you going to do about it?
Nothing.
That's their MO right now. They can beat everybody else and stuff for teams that are really good teams. They can't beat the really good
teams. They can't beat anybody over 500. It reminds me of the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
Now we just lose to anybody. It's a toss up. It's a dice game. Whether we gonna win or not.
I'm sorry, Quill, but y'all gonna get an L this week.
Hey, Kirk
against
Cousins,
the Bucks. Kirk hey, Cousins, yo, you better be humble with the Bucks. Now they only 7-5. Now,
yeah, but
if we win the game, we in the same position, sir. Position.
But y'all depend on the run, and you know what? We're the number one defense against the run.
Look. Tom Brady still got to score points. Hold on. Tom Brady did not score against the Saints. He still got to score points. I'm telling you, OJ, you need to be humble this week. You need to be humble. The Bucks is not who we thought they were. The Bucks are who we thought they were. Tom Brady is not who we thought he was going to be.
I told y'all at the beginning of the season, Gronk and Brady wasn't going to change nothing. Y'all might as well have James Winston back there. Only you ain't got the interceptions.
Oh, we do. We just ain't got as many.
Hey, look, Quail, bro. Kirk Cousins ought to be knocking on that ESPN countdown door and say, look, Randy, I need you, bro. Come on.
Hey, y'all keep talking. He was the player of the week last week. Just saying.
Captain Kirk looked good, but he always looked good against
He's trash. I didn't say he wasn't trash. I'm just saying your team is not that good to be like, y'all just going to take an L. No, sir. You better be like, you better be skeptical for the next
I can hang my head on my defense. It's the offense that be sometime. But
you got to score to win. You got to score.
And two, I don't give a shout out to Jalen Hurts next week because we got the Saints. He got the Saints.
Hey, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Cleveland just beat Tennessee?
Yes, they destroyed Tennessee.
Yeah, they did. They looked for real.
Speaking of Cleveland, y'all see that statement that OBJ made about the Giants talking about they never gave Eli the pieces he needed. That's why he wasn't that successful, even though he does got 2 Super Bowls. But yeah, he said he wanted to stay in New York, but New York wouldn't put the pieces. They wouldn't get the right people for him and Eli to, you know, continue to stay together. That's why he bounced.
I don't know.
I think New York just wanted to turn the page anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't do it as long as they had, you know, superstars on their team.
I mean, it could have been. I mean, him and Jarvis Landry could have turned into a legit duo.
Maybe that could be true, but Giants organization, some of these front offices just need to take a look in the mirror and smack themselves. Because Eli brought them 2 rings. They hadn't had a Super Bowl championship since 1990.
and they weren't that good. They could have drafted people. They weren't paying Eli that much at the end of, you know, towards the end of his contract. So they could have like restructured it. And Odell Beckham was still pretty good. So they could have got another receiver. They had a running back. You know, mm-hmm. all you needed was a defense. And then you all right.
So were they good in 90? I mean, when they won the Super Bowl, was it?
They had a really good defense. Both of them was both of those times.
Mm-hmm.
They just unluckily for them, but their teams were only like nine. Either were the 8-8 one season and 9-8 another season.
Yeah, wild cards that won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Every time. Both times. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. And yeah, right now, OJ, you keep talking. Your Bucks is in a wild card spot too. Only one spot from the Vikings. One. Hey, who knows?
I hate it for everybody else. Cause that's where we want to be. We want everybody to be looking over us.
And you lost to almost every team in the playoffs right now. New Orleans, not Green Bay, the Rams. I think you lost to the Seahawks, didn't y'all? Or did y'all not play
the Seahawks? Are the Rams even going to make it to the playoffs? They are a losing streak.
No, the Rams are in the playoffs right now.
By the time the playoffs start, are they going to be in the playoffs?
Did New Orleans win this week?
Yeah. We won.
So Texans get it done, huh?
So
let me ask y'all this question. Just starting with you, Eric, because that's your territory. Mm-hmm. Breeze comes back. Do you put him back in the game, or do you let the momentum carry you?
That is a tough decision.
Leave him out, so we can win.
I don't care about you, Kirk, man. But anyway, that's a tough decision. Me, I would carry that momentum, but. I mean, we all know Sean Payton is going to put Drew back in there as soon as
he gets that makes sense. Let the healthy. Vikings win their last game so we can get in.
If it was me, Breeze would stay on the bench because his last 3 years in the playoffs, he didn't choke it out anyway. So, I mean, one of them years wasn't his fault. The rest blew a call. But last year, he blew it. And the year before that, he blew it. So
that's the thing about Taysom Hill, though, like, is you get a mobile quarterback.
Right. And we don't do good against mobile quarterback. Eric, I'm telling you right now, you keep talking. You don't want to see the Vikings in the playoffs now. This will be the what? This will be the third year. All right now. You'd be like, man, we're going to spell these miracles, bro. It never turns out like that. It never turns out like that. Every time y'all think y'all going to run over the Vikings. Cliff, am I wrong?
Well, as long as the Vikings give Cook the ball 45 times, y'all can win the game. But
it don't matter. We still win.
Yeah, well, the old thing goes, sometimes better be lucky than good. So. And that's definitely the Vikings, especially these last two games. All right. Assuming the schedule is still the same, they just move some stuff around. I don't know. The willing go to the Rams. I don't know. The Rams is looking kind of shaky these last couple of games, but Cam still ain't playing like the Cam from the Super Bowl year, so whatever. That game was actually supposed to be tomorrow, but I doubt it's going to be played tomorrow.
Why?
I mean, I don't know. Look the schedule up.
What did it say? Tomorrow?
New England and the Rams are supposed to play tomorrow night.
Right. Yeah, say tomorrow.
Say tomorrow. Okay. Okay. All right. Then we got Houston going to I'm not even going to talk about Chicago. Houston, look.
Y'all better be Houston. But they on the road. They is on the road.
They are.
Green Bay going to Detroit. If they don't win that game, they suck. Kansas City going to Miami. And Kansas City already wrapped up their playoff spot, so they just playing for home field advantage now. We already know Arizona's going to the Giants. Who y'all got in this game? Because they both need this game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's tough, actually. That's really tough. Giants been playing lights-out defense right now.
Arizona,
bro. Okay, we gonna go with that. She says Arizona, even though this is gonna be a night game in New York.
I trust Larry.
I trust Arizona's quarterback more.
Yeah,
What about Hopkins? He ain't getting he don't Hopkins ain't getting no props here. Larry old Hopkins is a speed.
I don't know. I think I'm gonna have to go against y'all on this one. Even though Kyler Murray's my guy, I'm going with the Giants.
I'm going.
How you gonna say you always going with the underdog?
I'm actually going with OJ on this one. I'm going with the Giants. I don't think Arizona can get it done on the road in prime time. I don't think they can.
Kyler Murray gonna step up?
Nope. He's not playing at home. He plays better at home. All right. The game of the week. Minnesota Vikings going to Tampa. Yeah.
Well, y'all already know
where OJ going. We already know where Quell going. Where you going, Eric? Arizona or Minnesota or Tampa?
Tampa. By 1 point.
Whew. This is a tough one.
Hey, just to let y'all know.
Because you never know what Brady's going to show up.
Right. Yeah. Hey, I want to show y'all the statistics between both quarterbacks.
Okay.
All right. Kirk Cousins has 3,000 yards right now. 3,073 to be exact. Tom Brady has 3,300 yards. Kirk Cousins has 26 touchdowns. Tom Brady has 28. Kirk Cousins has 12 interceptions. Tom Brady has 11. I mean, it's pretty close.
So
it's pretty close.
So Quell, when you say Kirk Cousins is trash, I guess you got to say Tom Brady is too, huh?
I don't even like Tom Brady. Yes, he's trash. Yes. Oh, wait. Ask me that again, Cliff. Ask me that one more time.
Is Tom Brady trash?
Tom Brady is been trash. I try to tell these dudes he's been trash. Oh, yeah. Tom Brady been making the Super Bowl the greatest of all time. Man, that boy was carried by the Patriots. Man, Bill Belichick been carrying that boy for the last 2-3 years. They only scored 10 points on the Rams. He the GOAT. Oh, that. This is your king? Is this your king? Man, get out of here, man.
So,
get out of here.
So, because Tom Brady has a better record than Bill Belichick right now, what do you got to say about that?
Man, Bill Belichick was starting from scratch. He tried to get rid of that dude. If he would have just been able to transition to the 49ers quarterback, maybe he would have been hurt.
You got an excuse for everybody, don't you?
Wow.
You got an excuse for everybody, don't you?
He does.
An excuse? I'm just saying. He paid him. They paid him too much. They didn't want to pay him no more money. He said he sold out for him. I don't even like the Patriots. But I hate Tom Brady more. Tom Brady's trash.
But to be fair, the Patriots, you can't really evaluate them because most of their defense opted out. The stars on their defense.
All right. And we're going to finish up this pick because it's my turn to pick. And defense wins championships. I don't know. I think that Tampa Bay is going to put too much pressure on Cousins, so I'm going to have to go with Tampa. All right. We got Denver going to Carolina. I think Carolina should be able to pull that one out. Tennessee going to Jacksonville.
Oh, by the way, Denver does have a quarterback this week.
Oh, so they're not going to put their punter in there? Okay.
Put their punter in.
All right. We got Tennessee going to Jacksonville. Tennessee should win that, but who knows? What's this? Indianapolis going to... This will be a good game. Indianapolis and the Raiders. Okay, who we got here? Raiders? I know you're going with stupid John Gruden. What about you, Quell? Indianapolis or the Raiders?
Ooh. I don't like Rivers, so I'm going to go with the Raiders. It's 50-50, though.
I don't like Rivers either, but I'm picking the lesser of two evils. Actually, they're going to Vegas, so who knows? What about you, Eric?
Andy.
If Seattle don't beat the Jets, they just need to get out the NFL.
You know, it'll be hilarious, though, man.
The Jets should have won. How did they lose that game? I turned with less than a minute and they were up by four points.
How did they lose that game?
They fired that coach. They fired that defensive coordinator.
They did.
They need to be fired the head coach for real. They need to be hiring a head coach.
All right, so yeah, come on, the Jets. We already talked about this, Case. Oh my God, you need to be fired. He should have been fired last year.
All right, well, the Jets, if the Jets lose, or if the Jets beat Seattle, Seattle's not going to the playoffs. I'm gonna tell. Right. I'm just gonna put that out there. Right. All right, New Orleans at Philly. I think if I'm not mistaken, this is Taysom's first road game. So,
And Jalen Hurts
maybe, actually. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Could be a good game though.
Hurts is coming in.
I'm gonna go with Philly just because I want the
two backup QBs against each other.
Yep, I'm going with Philly just because I want the NFC East to be more interesting. So, all right, then we got.
I actually hope Philly wins.
Atlanta and the Chargers. Who cares? Washington and San Francisco. San Francisco should win that. Pittsburgh and Buffalo.
They both 5-7 though. Hey, they both need that win.
Yep.
What time is that game? Is that a 3:30 game?
Which one?
25, yeah.
Pittsburgh and Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the night game, but they moved it for the Giants in the Arizona game.
That'd probably be Jim Nance, Tony Romo too.
Who knows? We'll see. Well, I like that.
And then do you trust win that game? But do you trust Pittsburgh playing in what? Four days? Wednesday, Thursday. Because they played last week.
That's a whole week. They'll be all right. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Anyways, we got Monday night is going to be, who is this? Baltimore and Cleveland. Ooh. That's actually going to be a good game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking Cleveland because Baltimore don't impress me no more.
And Steve Levy, go back to Sports Center, bro.
I'm sticking with my boy Lamar Jackson. Always poop-pooing us.
Lamar Jackson is fine. Lamar. It's the defense that really need to pick up the slack, and the receivers stop dropping touchdowns.
And if can they keep up? Now they got their running back, the Ravens, but you know, have teams just figured them out now. You know, they got to do something. They got to revamp something, and they haven't. They still running the same stuff.
You can know what I'm doing, but it's up to me to prove that my idea, my philosophy is better than yours.
But that Baltimore hasn't done that yet.
7-5 mm-hmm. proved that. Yeah, 7-5 proved that they you know, are not imposing their.
They have not been the same since Tennessee hit them in the mouth last year. I'm telling you, they've lost games this year that they shouldn't have lost. They should be right up there with Pittsburgh with only one or two losses with the people that they play.
Mm-hmm.
And until they bounce back from Tennessee hitting them in their mouth in the playoffs last year, they ain't gonna be the same. Harbaugh need to get something else on defense, and he need to get a second receiver. Cause Dez Bryant coming out of retirement is not gonna get it done, especially when he had COVID yesterday.
Yeah.
Nope.
Hey, but what would y'all say if Baltimore win this game? They beat the Browns, who are 9-3.
If they quarterback,
but Cleveland's actually a decent team. Cleveland's actually a decent team. So if they do beat Baltimore, you know, okay, good for them. But Cleveland will still be ahead of them in the playoff picture.
Right. Yeah, I think they've already.
They'll have a half a game up on them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They'll be 9-4, and Ravens will be 8-4.
The only way the Ravens gonna win that game is if that Browns QB plays trash, or if he ends up not playing very good. That's the only way. If he plays fine, they're gonna be fine. They got all the weapons. They got a defense. They got receivers. They got running backs.
And as long as the Browns ain't losing their temper, you know, that little fight. Somebody got in that fight last week.
Oh yeah.
I think
a bunch of people got ejected last week.
They did. So correct me if I'm wrong. So there's an extra playoff spot, and the first seed gets the bye. So there's going to be an extra wild card team, right? Is that what's going on here?
I thought it was seven teams now. Usually six, right?
Seven teams now, and that's why there's only one bye.
So that means there's going to be four division winners and two wild cards. Okay. All right, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had to guess, I'd say that both wild cards are probably for the AFC going to come out the north. I don't see Tennessee and Houston fighting for it. I mean, whoever wins that division, I think it's going to be Indianapolis anyway. So one of them two teams is going to be X'd out.
What?
In the South. Because Indianapolis is in the is winning the South right now, right?
No.
No, Tennessee is.
What's the records? Indianapolis got to be close though.
No, but eight, remember four,
they both 8-4. They both tied, but Tennessee got a 3-1 divisional record.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Remember they beat the Colts twice, head to head.
Okay.
So they on the tiebreaker.
Ain't the Vikings number 7 right now?
Yeah.
In NFC, so they're barely in by the skin of their teeth right now.
We tied with Arizona 6-6.
So you better hope the Giants win that game.
Yep.
Right.
And that Tampa Bay decides not to, or Brady decides to throw 3 picks. Because you know Kirk Cousins going to throw at least 2.
Look, at least 2. Now, we just don't need no turnovers. If we don't have no turnovers, we can win the game.
And I guess more recently, Delvin Cook holding on to the ball inside the 5-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he been fumbling a lot.
He's bringing that one to him. He can't hold up.
You need to worry about your quarterback, all right? Kirk Cousins is.
Everybody know my quarterback is aging and he can't move. That's old news.
Kirk Cousins can at least move a little bit. He got to do something. We better get it together. Are y'all gonna have to pull a Philly? Put in that backup.
Who is y'all's backup, OJ?
Yeah, who is y'all's backup?
Blaine Gabbert.
Nah.
Yeah.
Blaine Gabbert. Y'all had no beat, no plan B.
No, because they gave all their money to Brady and Gronk.
Oh, man. Our plan B was tank the season. So it was either Kirk Cousins or bust.
You know what? I don't even like that they got Blaine Gabbert, but they still got Ryan Griffin, too. So those are our backups.
Y'all should have kept Jameis Winston. He ain't even doing nothing over in New Orleans.
I don't think Jameis wanted to stay.
He didn't. But I don't think Tampa Bay even offered him anything anyways, from what I heard. He wanted starter money to be on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And after he knew he wasn't going to get no offers, that's when he just said, okay, whatever, New Orleans get me, I'll take it because I know I'm going to be sitting on the bench anyway. I mean, they smacked him in the face. Breeze got hurt. He was supposed to be back. And they're like, oh, no, we're going to put Taysom in there.
Right. That's a smacking face. I told y'all that. I was like, y'all don't think that's it? Like, no, nah, you know, they say Taysom more. Y'all said Taysom is, you know, if we can prepare, he that. I'm like, no, that's a smack in the face. Y'all ain't gonna put that boy Jameis in there.
Well,
Jameis is a starter.
To be fair, Taysom, he has been there for 3-4 years. He knows
at least 3-4.
But he ain't
years.
Never started a game though. He did them plays inside the 10, the little wildcat, but he ain't never started a game.
But hey, right. Sean Payton wanting to show off all this hard work and Kraft making him a quarterback.
I'm not denying that Taysom is a good quarterback because personally, I thought he was going to go in there and mess stuff up, but
no.
he proved me wrong.
Yeah, let me say this: I don't trust the 30 for 30, bro. I don't trust Mr. 30 for 30. I'm just saying.
The last time we played the politics game, the Seattle Seahawks lost the Super Bowl. That's the last time we played the politics game. All right, you better quit playing that game. You better put the best player that you can put in there to win the game.
Well, Pete Carroll, right? I don't know.
Jameis is it? No way.
I think if Pete Carroll
put Taysom Hill in there because he brings the element of the run.
I think Jameis Winston better than Taysom Hill.
Jameis Winston is better than Taysom Hill, but Jameis Winston ain't going to run like Taysom Hill is going to.
And Jameis Winston is going to have 4 picks in the first quarter. I mean, that's...
Well, I personally think that if Pete Carroll misses the playoffs this year, he's going to get fired.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see that.
I can see that.
He ain't going to get fired.
I can see that. I mean, how can you?
Russell Wilson love that dude too much.
Yeah, but he doesn't have an offensive line. How can you know?
If it was up to Russell Wilson, they'd have 2 Super Bowl rings because he'd have handed the ball off. But no, he went ahead and threw that quick slant and got it picked off in the end zone. So, you know, we ain't going to have that conversation.
That's what I'm saying.
We ain't going to have that conversation again.
Game. That's a politics game. I want to show Russell
Wilson. Oh, rookie, no,
guy,
nice,
and
right?
I brought him up.
We'll see.
Pete's been there what, almost 10 years?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have an offensive line to show? Never build the offensive line. Always on defense.
Never. You never built the offensive line, and your defense been okay. Like, since you had the Legion of Boom, it's been okay. It's never been, you know, dynamic.
So, I mean, you still got Bobby Wagner and who else? I mean, that's
Wagner is always dirt.
Hey, OJ. Huh? If we win this game against Tampa Bay, we going up a spot.
Y'all ain't going to win, so I ain't got nothing to worry about.
Okay.
You better be worried, because if they do lose, Tampa Bay's probably not even going to make the playoffs.
They will make the playoffs, dude. We just have to be in the last spot.
That's a long shot now. You better be
We'll just have to see Green Bay.
No, the NFC is not as tough as I thought it was going
to
be.
And we already seen that earlier this year.
If I had to pick right now, who's going to come out the NFC? I'd have to go with Arizona.
NFC? The whole NFC?
Yep. The whole NFC. Because Rodgers is, man, look, he had that first good game against the Vikings. Then he had a couple streaks after that. After that, he's been playing like the bull BS that he was doing last year. Just coasting.
Yeah,
he ain't got that ice water in his veins like he's been known to have last, you know, the throughout his career. He doesn't have that. I don't know what's going on with him.
Yeah, but you still got
the Rams
Saints
doing that, or San Francisco.
About the Saints.
I guess the Saints. If the Saints leave Taysom in there, then they probably will. But if they put Drew Brees back in there, I don't see it happening. He's going to make a mistake down the stretch that's going to cost him.
What about the Giants?
I say, look, nah. They made a good run. They ain't going nowhere. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody out the East going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Seahawks ain't got no defense. Tampa Bay is looking streaky. OJ. Green Bay, I don't know about their quarterback. The Los Angeles Rams, I don't know about their quarterback. And New Orleans, I don't know about their quarterback. The only person that got a quarterback left is the Vikings.
To be consistent, yeah.
Look, we gonna win the Super Bowl by default. All y'all quarterbacks gonna be hurt.
You know what? Yeah. The Vikings might get to the Super Bowl, but they ain't gonna beat the Chiefs. That ain't happening.
That's true.
Because ain't nobody in the AFC gonna beat the Chiefs.
And that's probably gonna be the most boring Super Bowl that you've ever seen.
We've had some Super Bowls where it was Elway against Montana, where it was like 55-10 and junk. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was very disappointing. I thought the Broncos were gonna go 49ers a better goal than that.
When was that? 88-89? Something like that?
85 or
something. Ain't nothing like the Seahawks and the Broncos.
No, I think that was third. I think that was their third Super Bowl, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Whenever it was boring. We called it super boring. Everybody was turning the game off by halftime. we was more interested in the commercials than we was the game.
Okay. Even with Joe Montana must have been. What was wrong with him?
No, it wasn't Montana. Montana hasn't lost. We talking about Elway. You mean?
Oh yeah,
Montana's the GOAT. He's the one who ain't. Yeah. He's the Jordan. You know, he ain't never lost the Super Bowl.
Right.
And Brady's LeBron. He didn't won a few. He didn't lost a few. You know.
You hate him. All right, Brady ain't LeBron. But LeBron still winning championships, winning MVP. Brady ain't finna win no MVP. No.
Not this year.
I actually can agree with that one, yeah.
Speaking of that, do you think Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes.
Rodgers, he just ain't got that killer instinct right now. He's just coasting.
But see,
it would have went to Russell Wilson if the defense hadn't been some. But I'm telling you, when Jamal Adams came back, that's when they started losing. He should have stayed on the bench, or say they should have just traded him. I don't know. But when he came back, they started sucking. He made the defense worse. And if you don't believe me, go look at the stats. Before he, before when he was hurt, they was winning. He came back, they started losing. And if Jamal Adams got a problem with it, then you can tweet me at Stir It Up and come on the show and plead your case. But I know he won't, because I already invited Antonio Brown and he didn't even answer me. So skip him too. Speaking of Antonio Brown, why has he been a factor on y'all's team? I thought he was supposed to be the savior, OJ.
Yeah, I told y'all he was gonna be the cancer.
You know what?
And the balls go around, he probably got an attitude at home kicking a trash can or something.
Hey, no, they have y'all figured out Brown. This we offense
need,
yet.
We need him.
That's what it's how to make everybody shine. It's just too many people. I told y'all that. Too many stars, not enough balls.
You did say that. That's why I don't know why they signed him in the first place. They should have put him on. He should have went to a team where he was going to make a difference. Like, I don't know, Baltimore would have been a good fit. Seattle would have been a good fit.
The Vikings.
Vikings need all the help they can get. But it doesn't matter who the Vikings get. Kirk Cousins got to get the ball there. So, I mean.
Hey, I like that Jefferson kid, though. That's going to be the fucking star.
Oh, Jefferson,
right,
that deal. He winning Rookie of the Year.
Jefferson, yeah.
Yeah, he is. He is good. He probably going to be Rookie of the Year. As long as Kirk Cousins keep getting them the ball.
You know, he's feeling real nice for Diggs. You don't even miss Diggs no more.
Yeah, Diggs, that traitor.
But I don't know. I still say the Saints are the best team in the NFC right now. And they should do it. What I would do, I would sit Breeze for this last game or last couple of games and then start him in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't be, hey, yeah, y'all can't be messing up. If he starts shaking in the playoffs, y'all know the Vikings is coming. I'm just letting you know right
but
now.
You know,
Eric,
but see,
I don't
want to
hear
see,
you crying on this podcast.
We all know Sean Payton's going to do.
Because you know we got Drew Brees' number. We got Drew Brees' number, just like y'all had.
After last year.
Brett Favre's number. What'd you say?
I said after last year. Then, hey. Of course, the Minneapolis Miracle. You know, that was.
That was all Stephon Diggs right there.
That was all, yeah.
That's what put.
Y'all don't want to see us in the playoffs. Y'all need to skip that game.
Yeah. New Orleans and Minnesota, I don't know. Minnesota always wins some games for some reason.
Yeah, New Orleans don't want to see Minnesota. Kirk Cousins or not. It don't even matter who the quarterback is. It's the environment.
Well, and then they're both inside dome teams, right? So they're not playing in the snow.
Neither is New Orleans.
It don't matter.
But oh well, I don't know. If it's in New Orleans, which it would be because they got a better record, Minnesota might lose because, you know, they can't play on the road anyway. So
mm-hmm.
We played on the road last year.
But we'll see. One of the Minneapolis miracles.
We'll see.
Yeah, if the playoffs were to start today, you had a Vikings playing against the Packers, the Bucks playing against the Rams, and the Seahawks and the Giants.
Well, the Bucks should be able to beat the Giants, but who knows? The Giants been on a roll lately, so leave it up to the Giants. They might come and, you know, them teams with nothing to lose, they play hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
And then over in the AFC, what you got? What we got? We got the Chiefs and the Colts. The Dolphins and the Bills, and then the Browns and the Titans. Now we already seen that one.
Yeah. we just don't know who's going to be that seventh team, because you know the Chiefs would get the bye if they continue to win. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, right now they're tied for first.
since the Steelers lost.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, maybe I guess they probably go on strength of schedule or whoever they beat, whatever.
Yeah, they still got the Steelers at number one, but
yeah, I'm still probably gonna lose another game though.
I think it's just strength of schedule or whatever.
Yep. All right, y'all got anything else? I gotta wrap this up and go get some other stuff and done whatever. I got a training tomorrow, so. Oh, you got anything else to say about Kirk Cousins?
Hey, Kirk Cousins. Hey, I bet you Kirk Cousins show up more than Tom Brady. No, probably not. But we'll see.
We'll see.
And tell LeBron to come on the show so he can tell Kyrie how he really feel.
You bum!
All right, for Sports Talk Coast to Coast, this has been the Stir It Up Podcast.